take a walk. The sun is shining down.
Sun is shining down.
Dance my feet as I touch the ground.
Hope you find some sun somewhere today. We're trying to find some in the news of the day. I'm going to take another sip of tea to see if I can...
Sip it up. I'm drinking BuzzBox coffee right now, Dougie.
Mm.
The South American Maybe. Blend.
Yep. All right. That's good. Check out BuzzBox coffee. If you have your free pound of coffee, you're all set. If you haven't gotten a free pound of coffee yet, you'll want to visit the BuzzBox box. BuzzBox coffee box. Right-hand side of the homepage at DougStephan.com. As a matter of fact, I think it'd be the right-hand side of all pages at DougStephan.com. You will see at DougStephan.com today the cast of the Star Wars Episode 7 revealed. See them listed. Pictures of them working. Kind of a cool thing if you are into the Star Wars thing. And I certainly am. Have been forever. How many of you are into the Donald Sterling conversation?
Who's not? Everybody's talking about this.
Question of the day today, the poll today, should Donald Sterling, well, this actually was yesterday's poll, question was Donald Sterling, should he be forced to sever all ties with the NBA? 50% of you said no, he has freedom of speech. The people at the NBA don't agree with you because they have severed all ties with him. And will force him to sell the team. Lots of comments. This is probably the number one thing on Facebook.com/Good Day and Twitter at Good Day Show, right? And social media in general, Kenny?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
All right, so 50% of you said no, he has freedom of speech. 25% of you answered the poll question at DougStephan.com saying that what he said was outrageous. And that was a yes. Who's Donald Sterling was now 15% of you.
Everybody knows now if they didn't know before.
10% of you said if he doesn't, the Clippers will never recover. Well, the Clippers apparently recovered nicely because they won their game last night. So wouldn't it be interesting if they went all the way? If at the end of the NBA playoffs, the champions, the world champions, would be the L.A. Clippers.
Here's why I hope they do.
Yeah.
Because as a person in Los Angeles... The Lakers and we have two basketball teams.
Mm-hmm.
The Clippers never get any attention. In fact, they stink. They've been stinking for a long time. And I've always kind of liked the Clippers simply because they were the underdogs. The Lakers were always the ones winning the championship.
Mm-hmm.
So it would be nice if they won just for that element.
Do
just
they
for the
stink
team.
Because Sterling was a lousy owner?
I don't know. They just stunk for so long. I have
well,
no
but
idea
what
why.
Makes, under the circumstances, what makes Michael Fortier, who's at the controls in our studio
yeah,
in Washington,
Michael, no, maybe.
Is pretty good when it comes to sports analysis. So you can tell us, Michael, if you want, what it is that when you look at the history of whatever the franchises may be, whether it's baseball, basketball, hockey, whether it's football, is the fate of the team usually in the hands of the ownership?
Oh, yeah. Then this guy was really cheap.
Cheap.
That's what the problem.
He didn't want to
they
pay for high-priced talent or management.
So then he's got one guy doing two roles, right? The manager and the coach, same
Not
guy?
Not this time around.
Oh, I thought it was the same.
I've heard nothing good about this guy as a manager.
No.
As a manager.
You don't hear anything good about the guy, period, across
right.
the board. You never, and now that we've made him a household word, you haven't heard anybody say anything much good except his wife said, no, he's not a racist after she
after
said,
she
oh,
said he, was.
He is a racist, yeah.
Which is why I think banning him will be good for the team. They won't have him meddling.
Yeah, right. Well, so that may mean good things for the team.
Like
maybe
when Steinbrenner left the Yankees, they got better.
Yeah. Well, they were always pretty good when he owned them because they were spending
are
a lot of money.
Are you saying the Yankees are pretty good, Dougie?
Take that back. Erase that from the play.
Yeah,
Michael,
suck, when
you play.
Right?
Yankees
Michael
suck.
Write that down.
Right. My thought for the day today comes from John Hershey, who said the reality is that changes are coming. They must come. You must share in bringing them. Embrace change, in other words. And I guess that's what the people in Los Angeles are going to do. That's what the NBA is going to do. And a lot of people who don't believe in freedom of speech are going to do that, too. They just think, okay, we'll run them out of town.
By the way, have you seen his girlfriend walking around with this helmet on her head?
Yes, she's wearing a welder's helmet. She's a real weirdo. She's a nut.
Yeah. All right, wow. The poll today at DougStephan.com focuses on something that we were just talking about and is also on people's minds, the cast of the Star Wars movie that is being filmed in London. So our question today, who are you most excited to see return in this next Star Wars movie, the sequel? Is it Mark Hamill, who played Luke?
Yes.
Carrie Fisher, who played Leia? Harrison Ford, who played Han? Other D. I hope it's better than Phantom Menace is the E. I don't know where. A lot of people are asking on our Facebook page and other ways. As long as we're all focused on race and that sort of thing. So where the heck is Billy D. Williams in this? There's no role for him? Would be a pretty good question.
Speaking of Billy D. Williams, I had looked it up. He left Dancing with the Stars about a month ago because of back problems. And there's some... Yeah, there's some rumors on the internet that he is getting ready for back surgery. So,
so that may be why he's not in. All right, so we jumped the gun on this. We're sort of suggesting in a critical way that there's something that went into J.J. Abrams' thinking as to not bring Billy D. Williams on. And right away we jumped to some sort of conclusion about it that may be erroneous.
He wasn't killed in Return of the Jedi? I thought he got into a pit.
That doesn't mean
But they saved him.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
You can crawl out, Michael. Come on. Get with it.
What's the problem with you, Michael? Figure it out, will you, please? And while you're figuring it out, play us a couple of commercials. 13 after the hour on Good Day.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com. So I knew it was important to have life insurance to protect our family, but I was putting it off. But then yesterday, a girlfriend of mine asked me, point blank, what would happen if you lost your husband? How would you pay the bills? The mortgage, the car payments, food. And that's when it really hit me, and I realized I needed to get us life insurance right now. So I called AIG Direct, and in less than 5 minutes, I had a quote. I was shocked at how affordable it is. Now just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. I feel so much better knowing the kids and I are protected. And my husband was so happy I got the quote.
Save up to 70% when you get term life insurance through AIG Direct. Call now for a free, no obligation quote. It only takes 5 minutes, and you could save up to 70%. 1-800-322-1427. That's 1-800-322-1427. Call now. 1-800-322-1427.
Really? No way.
Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams. Here to get craft beer drinkers' reaction as they secretly taste Sam Adams Boston Lager.
It's got a good body.
It's got a great taste.
It's very smooth. I like that.
You think you've had this beer before?
No.
This is Sam Adams Boston Lager.
Yeah, like, that was good. Yeah. Sam Adams.
That's easy to drink.
It's tasty. It's a very flavorful, drinkable beer.
Smooth, but it does have flavor.
I love a Boston Lager.
What this test did is it put Sam Adams back on the map for me.
Hi, Doug Steffen with big news for allergy sufferers. Prescription nasal sprays are the most effective treatment for nasal allergies. Now, for the first time, one's available without a prescription. Try new Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour. Your symptoms, like sneezing and runny nose, are caused by your body's chemical responses to allergens. Nasacort stops more of these responses than antihistamines to relieve nasal allergy symptoms, even congestion, for 24 hours. New Nasacort stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed. Visit Nasacort.com.
From helping florists manage their first payroll to checking sales projections for logistics companies to showing garages how much they've been paid to pursuing leads for multinationals, Sage Software helps businesses manage. Whether it's accounting, payroll, payments, ERP, or CRM, Sage gives you the control to look forward with confidence. Visit sageconfidence.com.
Staples has great deals on everything you need to tell the world about your amazing cupcake shop.
Try our amazing cupcakes!
From large in-store signs and banners to custom t-shirts and menus, everything.
Try our amazing cupcakes?
Yeah, sure. Oh, it tastes like feet.
Except amazing cupcakes. Thousands of products added to Staples.com every day.
Oh.
Even antacids. Now get 50% off marketing materials. Staples. Make more happen.
Offers 5-14. Minimum quantities and exclusions apply. See store associated with staples.com/copy and print for details.
How about fixing poor circulation, poor blood pressure levels, and other things that are important to functioning your body, or the functions in your body? I guess it would be not the pluperfect sense. Yeah. But how are your functions in your body? How are things, your muscles?
Why don't you come over
here
and I'll show you.
Nice.
Right. Wow.
By the way, Jennifer always laughs at her own stuff.
I know, because it's just silly.
It is silly. You are. The whole thing is silly. All right, let's get to serious stuff here. When it comes to your health and well-being, the most important organ in your body is your heart. And that's why Heart Factors Plus has been doing so well since we started talking about it last year. This is a product that helps you live a longer, healthier, happier life. It's that simple. It's that if you have swelling in your feet, for example, you need better circulation. And that's what the blood going into these areas of your body is going to do for you. If you're in your 40s and older, you need to call 800-577-8560 and order Heart Factors Plus. Heart Factors Plus will relieve the problems of poor circulation and blood pressure issues because they open up the veins and arteries. It's a product, basically it's nitric oxide and a good mix of other sort of minerals, the sort of thing that helps your body, all of your organs, opening up your heart, getting the blood around is what you need. Your muscles function better. Your brain functions better. And that's what you want for a healthy, happy life, isn't it? 800-577-8560. This product is guaranteed to make you feel better and make your body healthier or your money back. Imagine better doctor visits, improved function, enhanced everyday life. That's what Heart Factors Plus gives to you. And you can get it. Call 800-577-8560. And when you call, mention Doug Steffen, get a bottle of their new CoQ10 and fish oil formula just for trying Heart Factors Plus. 800-577-8560 helps you to a longer, healthier life. All right, so there's a story today in Connecticut, excuse me, about a teenager accused of stabbing a classmate the morning before her junior prom was arraigned yesterday on murder charges. You know, when I look at these things and I see what our theme and our credo is here, do you know how hard it is every day, honestly, for us to dig around and find good stories about what it is that keeps you on the go? I think maybe the most positive thing I could find anywhere today was a story about how long men keep their underwear. There's a survey.
Too long for the men I've dated.
Yeah, really? That's so, Jennifer.
Those holes, not air conditioning, Dougie. Just going to let you know.
All right, story at DougSteffen.com. The underwear that you wear, whether it's boxers or briefs, men tend to hold on to them longer than women hold on to their underwear. Underwear.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Underwear. 7 years.
Good.
On average. So how many of you have trusty breeches that you've had for 7 years? I have. I got some that have been around a lot longer than that.
That doesn't surprise me. I bet you keep your stuff until it's just about dead.
Well, why not? Kenny, how long do you keep your underwear?
About a year.
A year?
I believe that. Yeah. And I believe Michael has a routine. Like, I believe Michael probably replaces all his drawers every year, like in January or something. Am I right,
really?
Michael?
No.
No? You don't have a routine?
No, not for that.
Why would you get rid of your underwear if it's still functional? If it didn't have holes in it and you wash it after you wear them every day or two, why would you not want...
Every day or two?
Well, let me...
You don't flip them inside out, do you? Because that is not
okay.
I
remember I used to wear them on my head when I was a kid. Yeah. When they get to a point where I don't want to wash them and they shred in the washing machine, time to get rid of them.
You know, my grandmother used to always recycle my grandpa's underwear and dust with them.
Dusting with them.
I think
that's the most wrong with that. No, that's a good idea. Wash them. What difference does it make? 21 after on Good Day at...
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead, has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
If you own a business, you need customers, right? Well, your potential customers are listening to this radio program right now, and I can help you reach them. Hi, I'm Matt Brower, a national marketing executive at the radio network responsible for this program. I can help you customize a national radio campaign that fits your budget, large or small, while targeting your specific audience. Call me to learn how radio advertising can make your business more profitable. 877-996-4327, extension 128. That's 877-996-4327, extension 128.
Good people need help. The Homeowners Association said we had weeds and fined us $25. We told them they had the wrong house. They said if we didn't pay it, they'd file a lien. Our attorney demanded photographs, witnesses, and told them if they couldn't provide this, they must cease and desist. Issue solved. Worry less and live more with LSProtection.com. That's LSProtection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
From The Voice last night, Shakira and her team performing her song, The One Thing. This a current release? Is that what this is? Or is this
yes, an old Shakira song? Has a brand new album out.
Really? So handily plugged it is on The Voice. That's probably part of the deal they make when they appear, if they have something new coming out.
Oh, yeah. She sang one of her songs last week. You know what's interesting about Shakira is I've grown to really like her watching The Voice. I think she's very intelligent and just very likable. But when she sings, I have a hard time understanding what she's saying because she kind of sings out of the under her tongue. Probably my age, a little older maybe.
When did she get started?
I don't know, 10 years at least, I think. Probably more than that.
What's her background? Where is she from?
Colombia.
She's from Colombia.
Mm-hmm.
So does she have an audience that's on the Telemundo and Universal?
Oh, yeah, she's a worldwide star.
Univision?
Yes.
As well as whatever might be her success here?
Correct.
All right, so I'm just curious. I don't know that much about her, frankly. Knew that she was there, but didn't know anything about her talent. So what do we think of this? Crank it up. Bye. Doesn't sound like any.
Compared to the song we heard Usher do with his group, I kind of like this.
You do? Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Let's see who else we have. Let's get to the performers themselves.
Yeah.
The question would come on Christina and Sassandra and Kristen and Josh and Audra and Delvin and Jake and who's going to win. Here's Bria Kelly singing Crazy on You.
Every time I think about it, I want to cry. Once the devil and the kids keep coming, the way to breathe is, you know, it's time to be alone.
What do we know about her?
She's really good. She's on Team Usher. She's kind of a rocker chick.
This sounds pretty good, actually. Kenny, what do you think?
I don't know. This kind of misses the mark for me. I really like the original version by heart.
Yeah. Well, that's the challenge always when you present a song that was popular and well done by the original artist. How do you match that? And a lot of people judge you on that, so it's tricky, for sure. Here's Chess Boyer singing Who Knew?
That's right. If someone said 3 years from now, you belong gone. Stand up and punch them out, if they're all gone. I know better.
Now, you know these three girls that you're playing here are trying to save themselves because they were
yes.
the lowest. Okay.
Right. All right. And Kat Perkins is the other one who has it.
So what you bring me down here?
Nice, you got it. Anyhow, of all of the people we've listened to, the bottom three here, Bria,
Tess, and Kat,
I thought that Tess and Bria were better than Kat, but they both got sent home, and Kat was saved. Here's the live vote on Twitter during...
One of you was instantly saved by America's Sweets. The other two, unfortunately, will be leaving The Voice tonight.
The suspense music.
Get to it, Carson.
America instantly saved. Kat Perkins, Team Adam, moved on.
Not a huge fan.
No, I didn't like what I heard from her there at all, frankly.
She's got this lip ring. I don't know. I'm probably being a jerk, judging him, being judgy. But Tess Boyer is like, she's been in the bottom the whole time. She keeps fighting. Mm-hmm. I was really pulling for her.
Mm-hmm. Well, you didn't win, and neither did she. Other television news coming up in the next half hour. Jennifer Horn with Ken Kessler. Doug Steffen on the Good Day program at 28 after the hour.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, while many of us may object to our pet's bad breath, we should pay attention to what it may be telling us. Bad breath is most commonly an indication that your dog is in need of a dental checkup. But dental plaque caused by bacteria results in a foul smell that requires professional treatment. While bad breath caused by dental disease might not be too serious if caught early enough, some odors may be indicative of fairly serious chronic problems. Liver or intestinal disease may cause foul breath, whereas a sweet, fruity smell may be indicative of diabetes. If your dog's breath smells like ammonia or urine, kidney disease is a possibility. Anytime you notice your pet has bad breath, accompanied perhaps by other signs of ill health, such as loss of appetite, vomiting, weight loss, depression, excessive drinking or urinating, please schedule a visit to the veterinarian. Very often when these problems are detected early, they can be resolved by good veterinary care. So smell your pet's breath. If it doesn't smell right, call your vet. I'm Warren Eckstein.
I'm Warren Eckstein. 20 years ago, I developed my Hugs and Kisses supplements for both dogs and cats to solve the number one pet problem, shedding. Using the finest ingredients made only in the USA, my Hugs and Kisses supplement with lecithin reduces shedding and promotes healthy skin and a full shiny coat. But don't take my word for it. Just listen to what my listeners say about Hugs and Kisses.
I just want to tell you how much we love the Hugs and Kisses, and our doggy Shotzi loves them, and her coat is so smooth. I have told more people because they ask me, wow, her coat is just beautiful.
Imagine, no more shedding, itching, or scratching. My Hugs and Kisses supplements come with a 30-day guarantee and a 20-year track record. When your name is on the label, your reputation is on the line. Order today at thepetshow.com or call 1-800-430-4847. That's 1-800-430-4847, 1-800-430-HUGS, and log on to thepetshow.com.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Springtime is saved big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at HerbalHealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
We love that you're passionate about GCN. And whether you're a listener, a business owner, or a radio industry professional, we've redesigned the new GCN newsletter to keep you in the know. Text GCN Live to 22828 or click on the banner at GCNlive.com. Enter by May 15th. You'll qualify to win a 6-month supply of storable food from MyPatriotSupply.com. Start receiving your newsletter today. The future of talk radio. GCN.
I'm a very bad man, and today I watched you leave for work. Then I kicked your door and took your stuff. Without a door devil reinforcing your door frame, it was like you invited me. Don't worry, I'll check back in a couple weeks, once you've got new stuff.
Door devils are available at participating Ace Hardware stores and locksmiths, or visit DoorDevil.com.
The hour on today's Doug Steffen Good Day program, Wednesday the 30th of April. Tomorrow will be May 1st. You can't tell by looking at the weather, although I guess the tornadoes and the really wild weather is a part of springtime in many areas of the country. How many of you are afraid? I don't ask that because I want you to be afraid.
Yeah, you don't like that word.
No, I don't. I don't like fear at all. I noticed the National Weather Service earlier today had issued tornado warnings for Durham County, Wake County, and North Carolina. I think that they have subsided now, but it just underscores the wild weather that's been a part of the jet stream moving in a really strange way. And people, of course, saying, oh, it's global warming. It's the end of the world. The jet stream is pushed down way far south, and there's a low pressure area. It's on the east coast, and right sort of, I guess, to the side of it, if that's the best way I can use your imagination and look at the east coast of the country in your mind. There's a high pressure area off the coast. It's keeping this wet, lousy weather where it is on the northeast, actually pretty much from Washington. Michael, what's the weather like in Washington?
Cold and rainy.
Yeah, okay, same thing here. So all the way up and down the east coast, there is this cold, rainy, horrible reality. And then just behind that is this warm weather trough. And the collision of the two is what's causing the tornadoes and the really bad thunderstorms, the violent weather that killed, what, 25, 30 people in the last 3 or 4 days? Wild stuff there. So something to sort of be on the lookout for. If I were traveling and I were thinking about flying into any of these areas today, I wouldn't do it. I wouldn't get on a plane and go into these areas. Although I was reading something. Meredith got me a book about planes. I was reading it on the plane last night. She knows I love planes. And I was reading some of the stories about how planes are built. You know how you, if you're in a plane and you hit turbulence, you think that you're moving up and down thousands of feet. The average fluctuation is about 40 feet. When you hit really wild turbulence, the average movement of the plane is 40 feet in one direction or another. That's it. And another thing that's pretty fascinating about understanding what goes on, those of you who are not good flyers and you do run into bumpy air and you think, oh, my God, the plane's going to come apart. It's practically impossible the way planes are built today for them to come apart. They're structurally so sound And the pilots are not worried. They just kind of let the plane go. The new autopilots and some of the newer planes, they've compensated electronically and with the computer system. They can compensate, if you can imagine that. The plane slows down a little bit. Autopilot tells the plane to bank left or right or whatever to sort of maneuver the best way out of whatever the bumpy weather may be. And then if it's too bumpy, the pilot will ask for either going up or down to get to smoother air. But there is basically no way, at least the Boeing planes that were surveyed, that they can come apart. And if the pilots, like the Air France Airbus that went down off of the coast of Africa, what, 4 or 5 years ago? How long ago was that when that plane went down?
It was a while ago.
It broke up in midair because the pilots didn't know. They were inexperienced and they didn't know how to handle the turbulence. So they shut the autopilot off, apparently. Hmm. That's what they found in the black boxes. And because they didn't understand the plane, but the computer. And Airbuses have that. The Airbuses are not particularly well built, but they've got all kinds of technology in them. And so the pilots were not trained to know that they needed to leave the autopilot on because the plane would automatically compensate for whatever the dangers were in the weather. So they shut it off and tried to control the plane, and that's when it blew apart or broke apart. Isn't that fascinating that that stuff exists? So the point of my suggesting or trying to get you to understand that is to have you relax when you're flying. Those turbulences, even though it's, what do we call it, the white knuckle flight.
And there's nothing you can do.
There's nothing you can do. Are you going to jump out?
Yeah. I mean, it's like there's not a lot of alternatives other than to just sit there and ride it out.
There's a story.
Or a cocktail.
Doug's, right, have a drink on us.
Yeah.
On DougStefan.com about a Budweiser blimp, which has been floating over New Brunswick since getting loose this past weekend. The folks who are at the Budweiser, is it a plant? I guess it's, what do you call, it's a brewery, right? They said that now they think that the blimp will have deflated and crashed somewhere over St. John, but the pilots in airspace over New Brunswick were warned to be on the lookout for the Budweiser Red Zeppelin blimp. And apparently the owners of the blimp are looking for it as well. Great advertising medium, unless something like this happens. This was the only one that they had up there. The manufacturer believes in all likelihood it may have gone down somewhere in New Brunswick, not far from St. John. But imagine if you're a pilot of a plane and you're coming in for a landing, and you can't, I mean, this thing would have shown up on radar, had to have shown up if it was cloudy. Wouldn't this have had to have shown up on? Let's hope that something like this.
I don't have much hope for radar anymore, though.
Why is that?
Like, seems like, you know, we can pinpoint where we are with our cell phones, but we can't find the big stuff like planes. They can't find, you know.
Well, who says you can't do that? Where'd that come from? I didn't know that. Huh?
Really? With the flight they lost?
Oh, you're talking about the Malaysian airline? Like,
radar has been failing of late, you know.
No, there was no radar there.
You're right.
It's not, radar didn't fail. It just was not, wherever the plane was, it was brought down, it was either on land or it was in the ocean. There are a lot of areas. See, this is the other thing that we're spoiled on when it comes to this sort of thing. There is a lot on the earth that is not covered with things like this. There are plenty of places around the globe where there's no radar at all. There's no air traffic control. You're on your own. You set the guidance on the plane for the next stop, and you hope you're going to get there. And that's what happens even over the North Atlantic when you're flying from the East Coast, let's say, to London or Paris or Rome. There are places in the North Atlantic where there's no radar. There's no tracking device. None. The plane keeps going. And that happens. There are hundreds of these flights going over the North Atlantic every day. Speaking of the flight and flying, the U.S. Navy announced today it will end the use of the P-8 and the P-3 anti-submarine warfare planes that have been out searching for Flight 370. No more American. What did we find last week? It was about $12 million we've spent.
Mm-hmm.
But then people ask, is it different? How is it? Did they really spend $12 million, or was that what the help was worth? Because the men were on duty anyway, the planes were there.
Right, so they were just doing something. Right. That was their assignment.
Doing something else, exactly. All right, so that's that story. How many people feel better knowing that that's the story? I don't know if I feel any better about it, but I'm happy to know more about
flying. Are you waiting for me?
I am interested in a public service announcement. Michael, I forgot to ask you to get this. The White House enlisting the help of male celebrities in a new public service ad. The administration making a pitch to curb sexual assault on college campuses. So Joe Biden appears in the ad. President Obama appears in the ad. Daniel Craig.
Is he an American citizen?
Daniel Craig? No. Yeah, he might be a citizen now. I don't know.
Is Benicio del Toro an American citizen?
Not really sure about that, no.
Steve Carell, Seth Meyers, and Dulé Hill, who is a young black actor who was first in the, I think he was in the West Wing, and now he's on a show on one of the cable channels. Quite an affable, likable, seems to be a good actor. The one-minute spot starts with Del Toro saying, "We have a big problem, and we need your help." So, Michael, did you find that any handy by? Oh, Richie's not. Okay, all right. Well, at any rate, I think it's interesting that they would use this group of people. You wonder how they come up with why Seth Meyers and why Steve Carell, why Daniel Craig. And I ask that not knowing what the answer is.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Is the sexual assault problem on college campuses worse than it is in business, shall we say, or elsewhere? Why the focus on college campuses?
It's not a critical question.
I just want to know.
I would imagine it's because, and I don't know this to be fact, but because these are young people who may not. I think they're probably giving older people the benefit of the doubt that they would say something, protect themselves, mm-hmm. do something like that, where maybe they're thinking young people don't necessarily know what to do if they're attacked.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Kenny, a thought on that?
I do. It's called pepper spray.
You have pepper spray?
Yeah, I think the other thing is that they're not necessarily trying to solve the problem, but to bring more awareness to it, and that's why they're bringing somebody like Seth Meyers and Steve Carell.
Yeah, what to do next.
So people pay more attention to them. It's not the message that's important. It's the deliverance of the message.
Hopefully one leads to the other.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, there's a little food for thought. 16:30 for the hour. Good day.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
So I knew it was important to have life insurance to protect our family, but I was putting it off. But then yesterday, a girlfriend of mine asked me, point blank, what would happen if you lost your husband? How would you pay the bills? The mortgage? The car payments? Food? And that's when it really hit me, and I realized I needed to get us life insurance. Right now. So I called AIG Direct, and in less than 5 minutes, I had a quote. I was shocked at how affordable it is. Now just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. I feel so much better knowing the kids and I are protected. And my husband was so happy I got the quote.
Save up to 70% when you get term life insurance through AIG Direct. Call now for a free, no obligation quote. It only takes 5 minutes, and you could save up to 70%. 1-800-322-1427. That's 1-800-322-1427. Call now. 1-800-322-1427.
Hi, I'm Lynn, and I am totally blind. Like many who are totally blind, I have non-24, a circadian rhythm disorder that can put your sleep-wake cycle out of sync with the 24-hour day. But I found out there's a new treatment available for non-24. It's called Hetlioz Tasimelteon, the first FDA-approved treatment for non-24.
The most common side effects of Hetlioz include headache, elevated liver enzymes, nightmares or abnormal dreams, and upper respiratory or urinary tract infection. These may occur more often in patients 65 or older. It may cause drowsiness, so limit your activity to preparing for bed. Hetlioz has not been studied, and it is not recommended for use in pregnant women, children, or people with severe liver problems. To learn more and to hear the full prescribing information, visit Hetlioz.com or call 844-241-2424. That's 844-241-2424.
Hetlioz is now available for non-24. Talk to your doctor today.
Sponsored by Vanda Pharmaceuticals.
Hello, this is Scott for Scott's Tough Builder Lawnford. Lads, your lawn is a living, breathing thing, and right now it's hungry, famished even. So it's up to you to feed it, and feed it today with Scott's Tough Builder Lawnford. A prompt feeding now in early spring and another in late spring strengthens and helps protect your lawn from future problems. Learn more at Scott's.com. Go on, put down some Scott's Tough Builder Lawnford this weekend. Feed your lawn. Feed it.
From helping florists manage their first payroll, to checking sales projections for logistics companies, to showing garages how much they've been paid, to pursuing leads for multinationals, Sage Software helps businesses manage. Whether it's accounting, payroll, payments, ERP, or CRM, Sage gives you the control to look forward with confidence. Visit sageconfidence.com.
Would you wait a week for your shower to get hot? Would you wait up to a week to feel maximum relief from your nasal congestion? Nasacort Allergy Nasal Spray could take that long. But if you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, Afrin No Drip starts working in seconds. And keeps working for 12 hours. So why wait up to a week for maximum relief from your nasal spray? When you can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin. Afrin, powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed.
Afrin No Drip starts relieving nasal congestion in seconds, keeps working for 12 hours. Please use Afrin as directed. Jen Jen is here with an update on the world of television. Let's start with our video of the day. Actually, this was at DougStephan.com earlier in the week. If you remember TV's Frasier, the calls that started on almost every show were actual celebrities. Bob Kay, I don't think I knew that.
That's pretty cool.
Did you know that? Well, Bob was the commercial and the technical director of Frasier. He's the one that put the studio together. He's the one that advised them on how to make it look like it was real radio. So this video collects some of the more memorable appearances by a number of stars: Christopher Reeve, Eddie Van Halen, Gary Sinise, Ron Howard, Helen Mirren, and more. So here's some of the audio from the calls that started most every one of Frasier's episodes. Good so far.
Several years ago, I became afraid of large open spaces.
Christopher Reeve.
I'm sorry. That was the last time. I'm okay now. I'm really okay.
Ben Stiller.
No, I'm not.
Am I on?
Yes, you are on the air.
Hello, am I on?
Eddie Van Halen.
Hank, listen, turn down your radio and just talk into your phone.
Hello?
Hi, Dr. Craig.
How old are you?
I'm 13.
Harry Potter.
What can I do for you?
Well, I'm having a lot of problems with the other kids at school.
I've been an admirer of yours for a long time.
Thank you. I enjoy your show as well.
Really?
Yes, though I do not in most cases agree with your analysis.
I don't know. I've had a lot of fights with my wife lately.
Art Garfunkel.
She feels I'm just wasting my life, standing still.
Spinning your wheels.
All right, so if you're curious as to whether you can recognize some of these voices or not, and listen to the video of the day at Doug Steffen. Doug, I'm going to have a little fun with that.
Ken, did they put the celebrities in the credits at the end of the show, or is this just kind of like it was just there and nobody really knew it?
I think they are in the credits, but they go by so quickly
right.
that, you know, if you don't know to look for them, you'd never
That's interesting.
See
them. Yeah, they have a bunch of them.
All right, so Jen Jen, Keith Urban in television news today. Pretty exciting.
Not really that exciting. He says he has a lot of drama at home.
Really?
He's surrounded by women. You know, he's married to Nicole Kidman, and they have Sunday and Faith, their daughters. And he said he doesn't mind being outnumbered, but he said our house is very animated anyway. It's an artist's house, so yelling and singing and dancing and music, everything is very dramatic. I don't feel too sorry for him. He's got a hot wife. He's got a cushy job.
All right, come on. Let's come up with some real...
All right. NBC News is unveiling a new L.A. News Bureau that is named in honor of Tom Brokaw. It's going to be called the Brokaw News Center. That's where all of the West Coast operations for NBC News, as well as CNBC, MSNBC, Telemundo, KNBC, and KVEA will take place. Okay. One of the most popular boy bands of all time, and one of my boyfriends, Donnie Wahlberg, and New Kids on the Block, have a new reality show coming out. It's called Rock This Boat, New Kids on the Block. It's an 8-episode docuseries produced by Donnie Wahlberg following the vacation of the lifetime where fans get to spend the week at sea with the band. And bad news for fans of Almost Human, Fox has canceled that show. J.J. Abrams was one of the executive producers.
Well, what a fickle so-and-so you are. You were all up and around with Nathan Fillion the other day. Now you want Donnie Wahlberg. Are you ever satisfied?
I'm satisfied with Nathan, but I can still look. I'm married, not dead.
Huh.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse? Massive crop failure? Chemical or biological attack? So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. FreezeDryGuy.com.
The hour now on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Time for our weekly visit from Warren Eckstein, gentleman who loves pets, your pet, his pet, all pets, has a great radio program every weekend that discusses pet behavior, solves problems of behavior, training techniques. He's a warm and friendly guy, that Warren Eckstein, and he'll be up with us to discuss some of the issues that have been presented to him over the past week or so as we continue with the information, who doesn't love their pets and want to know more about their dog, their cat. So Warren's here next here on Good Day.
Every woman deserves to be pampered, and the new Dove Purely Pampering Pistachio Cream with Magnolia Body Wash and Beauty Bar, the newest fragrance in the Purely Pampering collection, do just that. They provide women with a cleansing experience that nourishes and pampers. Leading dermatologist Dr. Ellen Marmer has more.
New Dove Purely Pampering Pistachio Cream with Magnolia Body Wash and Beauty Bar not only let you relax, but also leave your skin feeling nourished and moisturized. The body wash, formulated with mild cleansers and breakthrough nutrient moisture technology, and the Beauty Bar with the brand's signature quarter moisturizing cream, replenish your skin while cleansing. The calming scent of fresh fruit mixed with lush florals allows you to shower yourself in the most delicious care and provides a moment of relaxation that every woman deserves.
These products are available at food, drug, mass, club, and online retailers nationwide. Visit Dove.com for more. Dr. Marmer is a spokesperson for Dove Personal Wash.
Share fresh-picked flavors at P.F. Chang's with our new Chef Seasonal Menu, featuring inventive new dishes and handcrafted cocktails, like our new Pink Cherry Cosmo. Fall in love with our lemongrass chicken spring rolls, inspired from Vietnamese street fare. Or try our Asian twist on carnitas with the sweet and spicy Chino Latino pork, wok-fired and served with vibrant pineapple salsa. Your local P.F. Chang's is the perfect place to celebrate mom. Make your Mother's Day reservations online at pfchangs.com. See you soon.
Hi, Warren Eckstein is here from the Pet Show. By the way, check out his Hugs and Kisses. You can do that at thepetshow.com or hugsandkisses.com. Line of vitamins and minerals specifically for your dog and another blending for your cat. They are the most popular and the best. I give them to Charlotte all the time. And look at how well she's doing. You can hear her snoring. She's peaceful and happy.
Give them to my pugs, too. They enjoy them.
All right, let's talk about how people decide whether or not to get an alternative sort of pet.
I'm so glad you brought that up.
But there are these companies like Petco that have these rats and other kinds of things available, and one wonders why you would expose your child to something like a rat. Especially a few months ago, Petco was sued after a 10-year-old died from a bacterial infection that was from the rat that they bought at Petco, and the rat bit the kid. The kid died. Why the hell would you buy your child a rat?
You know, it's kind of a mixed bag, Doug. It really is. Rats do make good pets. A lot of people assume rats are dirty. I'm not talking about the rats running around the subways in New York City. I'm talking about domestically bred rats. They're very intelligent. They're easy to handle. I've had rats my whole life. But again, you have to make sure you're getting them from the right place. I don't know if getting where 1,000 rats are put together in a cage is the place to get it. But alternative pets can be good, provided people take the time to educate them. For example, I'm going to be doing an interview later where I'm going to be bringing up an animal that needs a home. You know what the animal is, Doug? It's a blue and gold macaw. It's a bird. We have no idea how old the bird is. We're assuming it's about 60 or 70 years old. Has an amazing vocabulary, but the owner passed away and left nothing for this bird to go to. So here we have this older bird that now needs a home. So if you have an alternative pet like a bird, for example, this bird can live to 80 and 90 years, make sure you plan for it in your will like you would for any member of the family. Now, there's another problem going on with bearded dragons. These are these lizards, one of my favorites. They're easy to handle. They're mellow. But now there's a salmonella problem. When I was growing up, no one was supposed to have turtles because you can get salmonella from turtles. But it's not a turtle disease. It's not a lizard disease. It's a dirty disease. If you keep the environment where the pet is clean, if you're smart about handling, for example, washing your hands before, washing your hands after, there's nothing wrong with having an alternative pet, provided you educate yourself. And there are organizations, for example, let's talk about birds. There are the avian organizations in every city and every town. So that's what you need to do.
Really? How would you go online to find this?
Well, let's say you wanted birds. The bird clubs in Cleveland, Ohio, birds clubs in Sedona, Arizona, reptile clubs here, reptile clubs. You'll find them. You just go to the library. Make sure you educate yourself first.
To each his own. I guess that's the way to look at those sort of alternatives.
By the way, Doug, I have a cat coming to your house later this afternoon.
Thanks very much, Warren. That's very sweet.
Yay, kitty.
Warren Eckstein here. Meow. On Good Day.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.